Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, A-Dream, in the building, shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in, look.
Yes, sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you flagging that goal. So if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree. Breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life. What you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life.
How we live in life.
From politics to the current events. Economics and race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life. What you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life.
How we live in life.
Hey. Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's for real.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
What's going on? It ain't Bree, baby. It's Alex and Stoney, baby.
Yeah. Didn't they used to have a pimp called Stoney, baby?
Yeah.
Did they have a pimp like that?
No, his name was Goldie.
Oh.
Goldie. From the movie The Mac.
Oh.
Well, we're back here on Relationship Extra. You're probably wondering, you know, why we're earlier, why we only have 30 minutes tonight to do the show. We're on other projects, but we really didn't want to go a week without speaking to you guys about, you know, the things that concern you most, concern us most. As well. So we really wanted to have the show, and even though we got other projects going on, touchy subject matter, so we're probably going to continue it next week. You guys want to call in, please do so, 424-220-1862, 424-220-1862. You can also email us, rextratv@gmail.com. Email your questions and concerns there. But
Today, I'm sorry to cut you off, honey, but today is just it's going to be a really, really, really adult type of subject. And I would like for it to carry over to the next week, too. Maybe we'll have a little longer to talk about it. But you go ahead and tell them what we're going to talk about today, because it's not a freestyle tonight.
No, it's not a freestyle. We actually have a subject tonight, and you know, if you're a married couple or if you're in a committed type of relationship, for instance, and you love your spouse, you guys have a healthy, very healthy sex life. You have sex regularly, so that's not a problem. But as time goes on, maybe the sex has become a little mundane or robotic or scripted. And to spruce things up a bit, you collectively decide that you're going to invite a third party into your bedroom to spruce things up a bit. Now, I put this question out on the Relationship Extra Facebook page. I put this out on the Twitter pages. I did these things to see what people think about it. And so I want to know what you guys think about it out there as our listeners and so forth. And, of course, you get Stoney and my input. But, again, this topic will go far beyond this 30-minute segment of Relationship Extra. It's probably going to go into the next week's show. We will have a little longer to discuss it. But until we get some callers, Tony, what do you think about that, inviting a third party into the bedroom? If you're in love with your mate, if you have a healthy sex life already, but it's become a little mundane, a little routine, what do you think about inviting a third party in? And does that is that trouble in the making?
It depends. It depends on why you want to do it. I mean, if you can sit down with your spouse and you talk to them and they in agreement to it and they're not having any apprehensions about it, you know that there's some people that believe that that is not the way, and I'm totally in respect for that. But I'm also in respect if someone wants to have a little bit more spice in their bedroom, as long as the boundaries are.
But what about toys? bring toys. Why another person? Why don't you bring some toys in? Maybe some whipped cream, some cherries.
Well, I think
why a person?
I think that they're having that. Well, I think we talked about it before about monogamous and how it's and for some people it's just not natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that. I mean, I think we was watching. I think it was T-Pain when we was watching. Behind the Music, right? And they were talking about he cheated and everything, and she was upset and stuff like that. But she realized that hey, I have this desire to be with another person too, and so if we can bring it together to strengthen and actually it strengthened their marriage to her
mm-hmm.
and to him
right.
that he can only be with anyone else when it's with her too.
Right.
So in some relationships today.
So T-Pain's wife agreed to inviting people in the bedroom as a third party on both ends of it or just his end.
I think it's just more on his end if as far as women, you know, I don't think that it's going to be a man thing. I think a lot of men feel that way. No other men in their bed, which is kind of strange.
No, I kind of feel that way. I guess that explains strange. Okay.
But it's one-sided. It's like the man still gets what they want, you know. You know, and the women just have to sit there and be like, okay, well, you know, I gave you what you want, but now what if I want a man in the bed with me too?
Right.
With you and me. And you know, if I say, you know, hey, let's have a man in the bed with us, you're going to be outraged.
Well, as usual, people hear the two-year-old back there making her cameo appearance, but her cameo audition back here. But let me say this. Let's say that you invite the third party in. This is going to come up a lot. I know it's going to come up a lot in next week's segment as we continue with this. Let's say you invite a third party in, and this will be for all three enjoyments, for all three parties involved. What if the two parties start meeting without the other spouse? Or what if the preference becomes the third party as opposed to the spouse? See, that's always an issue that's going to come up for people who are not involved in this kind of lifestyle. So what do you say to that?
Well, I think that that's part of a boundary. I mean, like, again, if you want to bring another party into the bedroom, you have to, I feel, my own suggestion, that I think that you have to have the validity of saying, hey, I want it just to spruce up. I want to be with my wife. I don't want to be with anybody else, but I want another party just to spruce it up. Not to segue, say, okay, well, we're together. Now I'm going to go and be over here with this person. That's not what I don't think that'll be fair. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I know it does happen
mm-hmm.
either on the man's part or on the husband's part or the wife's part that it has you know tapered off where another person's come in and then they have an affair on the side. You know,
is this a solution? You know, I'm playing devil's advocate because I have my views on this, but I'm just throwing these things out there at you, Stoney, so mm-hmm. the audience can kind of get your views as well. But isn't this a situation where you say it can cause a problem, maybe not or whatever, but isn't this a kind of shield from secret infidelity? Because a lot of people, usually typically entertainers or whatever, they join these swingers clubs and things of that nature where it's very supervised, it's very disciplined within this cheating structure, if you will call it, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But they know what their spouse is doing, who they're doing it with, there's certain rules and regulations, and it takes the secrecy out of the infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't allow the third party to come into the bed, if you're not open to that, and your spouse has these urges, they may go out and start to sneak around and do stuff behind your back. And a lot of people prefer, listen, if you're going to do it in front of my face. Do it with me if you're going to
mm-hmm.
do it. So it kind of takes the secrecy out, and it takes the betrayal and deception out of it as well, which is sometimes more harmful than the physical act itself.
Right. Exactly. Most women, and I've told you this before, most women, when it comes to affairs and stuff, it's usually not so much the act that is the issue. It's more or less that if the time that the man spends with that other woman, if they fall in love with that other woman, if they are having sex, how are they having sex? Are they having sex raw and then she potentially is, got pregnant or at one time or another? And
specify
that,
raw.
Raw, no condom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my Lord. And so women don't necessarily say, okay, they can get past the, okay, they had an affair type of thing. You know, yeah, we're mad because, but you lied so much about it, or because you make us think that we're crazy. Then you turn around and she pops up, oh, I was pregnant, I had a miscarriage, whatever. Oh, so that means you was going wrong, dog, and now you put yourself in a position where you could have had a kid or have a kid.
Mm.
Where men, they get upset if you, now it's not so much that you sneaked around, it's you had sex with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
They're upset. They're more upset with the act, and then they think you're dirty and all that stuff. So with this light, when I guess what they're saying is that when people are swinging and having together, they're having a threesome, it's more controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and therefore no one can get mad. No one can, you know, and then they probably sit there and probably have better sex because of it. A lot of couples are doing that where their sex life. Which does, I mean, people have been married 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and you sit there and you're having sex, and sometimes I know that touch. I know what you're going to do when you do that. I know when you do what you're going to do when you do that. Okay, I know what makes you do this. Sometimes another touch or someone else's feel, someone else's kiss or however the boundaries you have, the rules are, sometimes that's more enticing. And then to have that your mate watching, someone else giving you pleasure or you giving pleasure to someone else, sometimes it's a turn on. I'm not saying that it's a condoned thing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying that it's happening and it's happening more.
Yeah, it's happening more often than I think people really want to recognize. Of course, it's taboo. This is a taboo thing. Okay, we're not supposed to bring third parties into our marriage. You know, the marital bed should not be defiled or undefiled or whatever the term is. So this is very much a taboo thing. And the reason why men and women look at bringing the third parties in or look at infidelity differently, because men view love physically.
Right.
You know, we view love as our spouse wanting to have sex with us consistently. They want to touch us, hug us, whatever. Women look at love on a more emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Does he love me? Does he care for me? Does he hold me? Does he this? Does he that? So when the cheating comes about, that's exactly how we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Men look at it like, oh, you let him get inside of you and raw and no con. So we're more concerned with what happened physically
mm-hmm.
when you cheat. The women are more concerned what happened emotionally when you cheat. Is this a one-time thing or a two- or three-time thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you actually really love this woman?
Right.
Do you want to be with her?
Right.
That'll devastate a woman more than the physical act of having sex with somebody
that's
else.
That's true. That is so
I mean,
true.
That's what I found in my travels. But let me say this about this topic here, because it's very much taboo. And I'm always an advocate of, if it's going to help your marriage, if it's going to help your relationship. Now, it could very much go south,
mm-hmm.
and the spouse could prefer the other person behind the other spouse's back or whatever the case is, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like the show we had, monogamy is not a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you have to work very hard at. People make it very hard. Temptation makes it very hard. And people are just deciding to say, listen, I don't want to fight that battle. It's an impossible battle to fight in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just allow it to come to us under a supervised situation, under a disciplined situation. Okay? It's in our home or in their home. Nobody else is around. We're not taping it. It's not for video usage. It's not for nothing like that. But as opposed to you having these urges and feeling like you can't tell me you want to go out and do something, or you want a different touch or a different feel or whatever the case is, let's do it amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
That could be a very powerful thing. But if you want to go out, you know, to the general public, even those that are doing it, because they don't want the backlash or the outrage of the rest of the public, they'll say they're not doing it. they'll say, oh, no, that's my church family says this and that and so forth and so on, and they may be a member of the church and doing it behind closed doors.
Well, that's why there's certain society. I don't mean to call them societies or anything like that, but it's protected because there are so many people that you're always going to find someone that's always against it, okay, because some people are not they don't like change. And society is changing a lot, you know, as you see a lot of times where, you know, about gays and everything, like how and lesbians, how they are on the uprise as far as being open with their sexuality,
mm-hmm.
okay? That doesn't just mean them. That means the heterosexual lifestyle as well. Because to me, in my opinion, if you are a male and a female married for so many years, there's a reason why women go through menopause sometimes to me. because things just stop. So I'm like,
well, that's
this.
Natural. It's natural for women to go through menopause.
But my thing is this. I like sex, and I like to have orgasms, and I don't want to even think of the day where I won't be able to get that feeling that God has put in us to feel when our spouse or a significant other or someone that we trust, I guess I'm going to put out there because we're talking about this subject, I won't be able to do that anymore.
Right.
You know, that to me, it just feels too good.
Right.
So you can't always be that tight, you know, but there's other people that's going to disagree.
Well, thankfully, Stoney usually gets her orgasms
within
the first 2 minutes of the session, because I ain't going much longer after that anyway.
That's all
but,
I get.
But
two
that's
minutes.
A, it is.
Two.
The best 2 minutes you'll ever get.
One, two.
It's the best 2 minutes of your life. I'm going to tell you that. And as long as you get yours, what difference does it make how
that's
long
true,
it lasts?
That's
you know,
true, that's
so,
true.
But that's another show. So we digress. But I'll say this. I think that it can be dangerous depending on, because you have to go through an interview process. If you're going to invite a third person into your bed, it's almost like a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to try to get a gauge on their psyche.
Mm-hmm.
How are they psychologically? What background are they from? You know, are they married?
Mm-hmm.
It may be best if they're married or have a significant mm-hmm. other. How many children they have? You know, what their other relationships were like or whatever the case is. Because you don't want to get a nut on your hands that you've invited into your bed.
Excuse the pun, yes.
Yeah, right. Excuse the pun. No pun intended. We all want to get a nut. But... But we don't want to get a nut.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, I think that process is just like when you're finding your wife or you're finding your husband. You know, you try to be as careful, but you still think of it because now you are, if you say, honey, I want to have a woman come in and join us in the bedroom, I'm going to trust that you're going to make sure that this woman is not a psychopath. If I agree to it,
right.
And I have to agree to it,
right?
Okay, there is not just okay. One night you just and the woman just shows up at my front door talking about, hey, I'm here for y'all tonight. Nope, sorry, ain't gonna happen.
Exactly.
You know,
right,
so
right.
So you got to be proactive. You can't just say, hey, just come on in.
Right.
But you just have to take that care. You're not looking to take care of no one.
Right.
You're not looking to pay no one's bills.
Right. There ain't no sugar daddy or
sugar
mama
right, exactly.
situation.
You know, and, I mean, and again, it's got to be agreed upon by both parties. It's
right.
not just something that you just throw your spouse into. And if she's not comfortable with it, you have to respect that she or he is not comfortable with it. That's the other piece.
Well, you see, well, this is why open communication is so important in marriages and relationships. Because so many people cannot even talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
See, to me, that's the problem.
Right.
You should be able to talk about anything in a marriage, and you have so many people who are afraid to just go to their spouse and have the discussion. Because if they even have the discussion, it's an argument, okay? It's all out in the open, and all these questions start to be asked. Let's just have the discussion. If it's no, it's no. If it's yes, it's yes. But you'd be surprised what your own spouse is thinking if you just bring up the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like every time you go to your spouse to have a discussion, you're going to get some kind of backlash, you know, why are you coming to me with this? You thinking about cheating? It's like, if I wanted to cheat, I wouldn't even be coming to you. I would just go out there and do it.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
So I'm coming to you to have this discussion. If you're not open to it, that's fine. But at least we can discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even just about bringing a third party. Any kind of communication in a marriage or a committed relationship should be open. They should be able to come to you with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't, that's a closed door in your relationship, and they're going to find somebody else to listen
mm-hmm.
to them.
And again, we talk about this evolving, and I mean, and some people, again, are not going to agree with this subject, and that's fine, but you may be with someone who has evolved into, hey, I want to try that, I want to see how that, what that feels like, or how that works out, and they want to do it with the person that they're with 9 times out of 10. However, again, one spouse may not be on board with it, and you have to respect that. In light of, hey, I brought it to them, and they said it's not doable.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to wait a couple, maybe another year or so. Maybe sometimes the bug is in there, and then, you know, let them think about it, and you know,
because people change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but again, certain and also to the respect of some people's background
mm-hmm.
will not allow them to participate in something like that, and that's also cool too. But again, you got to know who you with.
Right.
If that's something that you into, and you knew that prior to getting with this person, you know this person is church Bible thumping. You know that that's not going to work.
Right.
A lot of times.
Right.
You know. And
well, you know what? And at the same time, as I alluded to earlier, there are people in the church who engage in this kind of behavior. They may have their belief, but they also have their urges.
Mm-hmm.
And they still engage in this type mm-hmm. of behavior. So you have to ask yourself, how strong are those beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
And how strong is nature?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't forget about nature. I mean,
yeah.
Girls start having periods at 9, 10 years old. A boy's to produce a sperm at 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, back in the day, like, you know, Little House on the Prairie and back in the days when a girl could get married when she was 13,
mm-hmm.
12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, her parents gave her away to an 18, 20-year-old when she was 13, 14. Okay.
Oh, older than that. 13-year-old would go to a grown man.
Grown man, 25, 30 years
right.
old. So, you know, we're asking, and then, again, this is taboo,
mm-hmm.
but from a nature aspect, Not. We're not talking about morals. We're not talking about principles. We're not talking about the law. We're talking about nature. From nature's point of view, when a woman starts her menstrual cycle,
mm-hmm.
is she considered an adult? Is
mm-hmm.
she ready to partake in sexual activity? Is she ready to do these adult things? Because her body tells her to. We know mentally she may not be ready. Okay? Particularly in a world today that's so complicated. But physically, is she ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. What do you think?
Well, I don't think that they're ready. They may be ready, again, like they're ready by their mind, by God's design. They're ready with their body, but their mind is not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their mind is not ready. It's just the body's just being prepared. The body has to get prepared sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just preparation to receive what they need to receive, such as babies and things like that, because that's what, in God's design, that's what the women technically is for, to
mm-hmm.
host the have the womb and host the baby to keep creating mankind.
Right, right.
But it has to prepare somewhere. It can't just pop out of the sky and say, okay. And that's what some people are getting misconstrued with that. And I don't want no letters.
Yeah.
I don't want no phone calls
yeah,
talking about Stoney. Don't know what she's talking about. Look,
I do.
I was 9, and I know I wasn't ready for no baby.
Right.
And my cycle came. I'm sorry. And my chest was popping out,
mm-hmm.
and my mother covered me up from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was not ready in the skull. I don't think I was ready till I was 30. But
yeah, we tend not to be cooked, you know, all the way through our entire 20s apparently,
mm-hmm.
and it just, you know, life is very complicated, particularly now. There's so much to deal with, you know, and that's why this subject it must be talked about. you don't have to engage in this kind of behavior. You don't have to, you know, talk to others about it. You don't have to even be bothered with this show and this particular topic. But I think it needs to be discussed because people who are interested in this should know that if they can talk to their spouse and the spouse or significant other mutually agree to this, and that works in your confined, you know, discipline structure, then by all means, do it. Especially if it's going to help the relationship get better down the road. Because things do get dull in a relationship or a marriage. The nuances come in, and it's, oh, here we go again. Oh, dinner time, 6 o'clock. Oh, going to put the baby to sleep. Oh, let's have sex after that. And everything just becomes so scripted and routine, and sometimes you need something to spruce it back up. I've heard of situations where an affair actually made the marriage or the relationships better.
Yeah.
And that was a secret affair.
Yeah.
And once it was found out, it made the relationship better.
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised what can make your relationship better. I'm just going to say 424-220-1862, 424-220-1862. We got about 5 minutes left. If you have a question, call
and
give it to us. Okay. You're already on the phone. You don't count.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
And whenever we ever meet, Elgin's out. What's his name?
Oh,
I call him Algebra.
His name is not Algebra. His name is Idris Alba.
Okay, yeah.
She calls him Algebra because she cannot say his name.
I cannot remember his name. Well, if we ever meet
you're
him.
You're not freaking Idris in my bed, man. You're not freaking Idris.
But I'm communicating with you.
No, you're communicating with me for the millions of other people that you want Idris Alba in my bed. Okay, so I know a lot of other women out there can probably agree with that.
Now, y'all can send me emails on that.
Oh, boy.
And you got an accent, too?
You are so funny. Okay, so Idris Alba, if you're out there, don't call me.
Call me. Don't call him. Call me.
I'm not responding to that email. Oh, my goodness gracious. But you understand what my wife is trying to say. Now, she looks at the man, and she says, listen, here's an attractive man.
Mary.
I don't want to cheat on my husband.
Mary.
Okay. We didn't ask you all that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. I don't want to cheat on my husband, but if Ill just want to come in, you know, and you know, have a little fun or whatever the case may be.
Brother can lay the pie.
Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, you see, Stoney's in a real playful mood tonight.
I'm sorry.
So I'm not even going to focus on her right now. I'm trying to get the show together and talk to my man Idris Alba out there if he's out there. But the thing is that if she wants to have that, and if that's something that I agree to, and it was within our own secret, like society or whatever you want to call it, and it was fine with me, then hey, by all means, because she get her fantasy fulfilled. I don't feel too slide it because it wasn't done behind my back. I agreed to have it done in my presence or whatever. So it takes all the secret, it takes the shroud off of it. You know, it really does. So let's just say in closing, Stoney, you have any closing comments? We know that our 2-year-old has some closing comments.
Yeah, yeah. But, the only thing I have to say is that, you know, people tend to live in a box. And I told you that before. People are in a box, and they're in a box in a lot of things. And sexuality is one. And so when you're in the box with your sexuality or sex, you know, you tend to close off a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of beautiful things, and sex is really beautiful. So I say, you know, if you got a fantasy, try to go for it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to say this. You know, in the beginning, your spouse or significant other, they may be your fantasy. Okay, and that's great.
Yep.
You married them, you're with them, that's great. But as time go on, we develop other fantasies. We always have things in our mind. We dream about stuff, you know, things of this nature. And, you know, if you have to be able to share that with your spouse. You have to be able to share that with your spouse and have these things fulfilled. But, again, we're going to talk about this next week. This is a very, very touching, taboo, but very interesting topic. We're going to discuss this next week. Hit us on Facebook. Hit us on Twitter at rextratv. Email rextratv@gmail.com. hit us. We love to hear from you, and we're going to keep this thing going probably next week, but let us know what your thoughts are. We thank you for Relationship Extra. We hope to see you again, or hope you listen again. And Stoney?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Say goodnight to the people.
Goodnight, Elgis Alba.
Oh, no. Whatever.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream. In the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in.
Yes, sir.
Look.